107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a pleasure to have Julia Merritt on the phone lines talking about her first novel, and Julia joins us. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is wonderful to have you on the phone lines. Congratulations on your first novel, and what's the title of your first novel?
It's called Horseman.
Okay, Horseman. I wasn't quite sure because it's horse slash or forward slash man. Julia, this looks like a fascinating novel. Can you tell us about your first book?
Absolutely. So it follows a young man throughout his life during the time period in the early and mid-20th century, 21st century, I should say, when machines are starting to replace horse and human physical labor. So it's that transition in the Industrial Revolution from horse and physical labor to mechanized labor.
What attracted you to this sort of time period and this type of novel?
Well, I've always been fascinated by horses. I've ridden horses since I was a little girl, and I just was really intrigued by that transition, by how society has changed to be so invested in machines, invested in cars, computers. How did that come about? And when you look back at the history, there's really so much to mine there in terms of horses and human power making our society happen. And then all of a sudden it feels like a light switch was flipped, and horse and human labor is so much less important than it was. So it was really, really fascinating to explore how that happened.
And does the novel, it's a work of fiction, does it explore different characters, or how does it go?
Primarily it focuses on the main character and his relationships with horses, because he is that is his skill set. He is a horseman, and so it's a focus on how his skill set and his role in the world has to change, because what he knows gets applied differently in different time frames based on all of the technological progress around him.
The novel is called Horseman, and Julia, this is your first novel. Congratulations. How did it go in terms of putting this all together? A labor of love, but was it difficult? Was it a lengthy process for you?
Yes, it was a very lengthy process for me, because I was sort of restricted to working on it and on the weekends and at nights and things like that, and life gets in the way. So it took me about 11 years to finish it from start to finish, but I'm very happy with the way it turned out.
11 years, my goodness. And Julia, I'm always fascinated, especially for people embarking on their first novel, when do you stop editing? When do you finally say, this is the novel, this is it?
Well, I think part of it is you just get sick of it. but no, you can, as you go through the different stages, you definitely feel yourself wanting to pull out less of your hair. And then that is a big sign that you know that your writing has smoothed out and you've fixed all the little mistakes and the big mistakes, and it's ready for people to read.
Well, we look forward to picking it up. Julia, this book is now available, right?
Yes, it is. It's available in Fanfare Books downtown, and it's also available online if you prefer to order it that way.
Okay. And Julia, you're also the CEO with Stratford Public Library. Is the book available at the library?
Yes, it is. You can put it on hold through the library's catalog.
Oh, fantastic. And what's the response so far been to the book? I imagine great reviews so far.
I'm getting uniformly positive feedback. Not to toot my own horn, but there's some really, really happy readers out there, and lots of non-horsey readers out there that are very much enjoying the story.
Well, again, congratulations on this. And I have to ask, is there another novel or a second novel in the works?
There is. I'm hoping it'll take me half the time it took me to write the first
yes.
one.
We don't want to wait 11 years for the next book.
Yes, exactly.
Will this be a sequel, or are you going in a different direction for your second novel?
Totally different.
Totally different. Okay, and no hints or clues, or just we'll wait and see.
Not yet. I haven't got my elevator pitch down yet.
Fair enough. The novel, the book is Horseman. It is available now. Julia Merritt, and congratulations on this, Julia. And with Stratford Public Library, anything that folks need to know with the library moving forward? There's more events being planned. Cross your fingers for more in-person events. I know a big Harry Potter themed event is coming up. Anything else on the go, Julia?
Oh, tons. Too much to go over in just a couple of sentences. So have a look on the website. There's something for every age group. It's www.splibrary.ca.
Julia Merritt, author of Horseman. Again, congratulations on this, Julia, and we hope to chat again. I hope it won't be 11 years down the road. It'll be sooner.
Likewise. Thank you, Jamie.